return as you all step foot out to the city of Natambu once more. Fresh air, more canals, riverways, bridges, and people that I'm sure you missed.
Nope.
We're going to move forward to just down the ways a little bit. As you head down towards the owner of the alchemical supplies that you had connected with prior, very easily you talk about an angry individual of this description and they start laughing as they say, "Now that describes Firepot Ubanu more better than I ever could."
What an incredible name. Oh my god.
Firepot Ubanu.
Firepot Ubanu. That's not just the name of his shop, but rather a nickname he got over time that adopted. You find out from their quite heated personality. And that, you know what, that fits the bill.
Mm-hmm.
He also is able to direct you to Firepot's Forge. Firepot's Forge is on a cliffside cave on the outskirts of Natambu. So not only are you free outside of the confines of the campus, you're actually trekking to the outskirts of Natambu yourself. If
road trip!
Where you're going. So, I believe you are all on the Natambu map now.
Yeah, we were. The whole city.
Nervous when the GM talks about where we are on the map. It's like, oh god, here.
Because we're about to see a map. That's what's about to happen.
Oh, and we're going like
left corner.
Way over there.
Way up there. On a cliffside.
Oh, wow.
You get the directions to Firepot's Forge.
I'm so directionally dyslexic. I'm on the other side. I'm like, I see it.
If you make a correct L with your hands, it's the left corner.
It's never
now, what's
worked,
an
man.
L?
It's never. Yeah,
it's
like,
your
it seems like an L.
Together,
this looks
it's
like
a
an
U.
L.
It's your stalagmite, stalactite. That's what that.
That one I like. So you begin your trek, and you are grateful that you took the full day because it's gonna be a trek. And you head through Natambu, and you do notice a few things. You do notice more chime ringers out and about. You obviously keep an eye out on people following you. You're careful and cautious. Feeling safe, you move forward through the city, past the city, out to the cliff sides of the large river that the city of Natambu resides upon its banks.
Do you think we're going to get in trouble for leaving the city?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think we have any... I don't think we're in trouble anymore.
Yeah, they never said we can't leave the city.
Fair enough.
It's all about what's left unsaid.
That is a dangerous way to go about things.
Have you met me?
Many, mm-hmm. many times, and that's why I'm concerned.
I love that about you.
I will take this brief out-of-character moment for myself to say Waffles here reminded me that don't forget, when there are mysteries afoot, you are able to, as players, from chat, from anybody that's seen or has done this before, but you're able to submit to me your theories in writing at any point. Not a bunch of theories, like one theory per mystery. And if it is correct by the end of when you learn everything, you get a hero point.
I completely forgot about that.
Just one?
Just one. It's your guess. It's your one guess.
Only, you got a no, guess only for, like, one hero point?
Oh, yeah. It's a free hero point.
I think mine is very good.
Chat could give me a free hero point for free because they like me.
It actually costs.
Prove that
for
point.
Me.
Give, wow. give them a hero point.
Yeah, but this one means more.
Yeah, chat, prove me right. Give me a hero point.
I got you, boo.
All right, so That is it. So as you head up and walk, and this is gonna be like a good bit. You talk about what you've learned of the situation and a little bit more tidbits that your trader friend had added to you. Firepot Ubanu crafts weapons. He sells highly specialized alchemical reagents. Just very talented alchemist, eccentric personality. Lives on the outskirts. Eventually. With the sound of water below and around, you make your way through the directions you were given. Firepot's forge is at the bottom of a riverside cliff. There's a gravelly path that winds its way down the cliff until eventually it kind of spills out into this like large open shore area. There is, as you kind of wind down from above, you see, it's hard to see because like you're curving downwards from the side, but as you kind of get there, there is like these little like huts that seem to be like you just kind of see peeking out from where you are near this opening of this riverside space. You're right up against the cliff. You assume when you heard like a cliffside forge, like there should be a forge here. You don't see that right just yet, but you are kind of getting over to there. As you make your way, I'll give you a visual.
I fucking called it.
Oh, really?
Gimme. That's a battle map.
No doubt about
it. We're in danger.
There's dynamic lighting.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Unseen things.
Listen.
All the tail is going to die.
Welcome to we were talking about finding stuff. Pre-stream.
I should make sure I prepared my spells for the day.
Oh, yeah. And
so, as with everything, doesn't have to be a fight. I will never reward.
I'll never reward you.
I'll never reward you.
You all heard this.
Can I say that before we left, I cast Summoner's Precaution on myself?
Sure. I mean, you could just cast it now. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. I need 10 minutes. So, yeah.
You know what? Oh, okay. Yeah. One of the breaks along the way, you're like, sure. You're like, you hear the sound of a distant, like, wild animal, and you're like,
we've been attacked probably before.
So, let's say you're not quite lined up like this, but you're coming from that direction down below. There's a campfire in front of you. Two kind of shoddily built huts. And beyond, as you kind of curve your way around this mountain, is the wide mouth of a cave. But you know what draws your eyes far more than anything else here?
To Brooklyn.
Just a guess.
So much joy in your voice.
By the way, over and over, speaking of dragons, I manifest Edelon.
All right. Listen. Y'all are really scared right now. It's okay.
I'm fucking terrified. I'm so scared. Anyway, since he's there.
Sitting with two forms sit around this fire.
Oh, cool.
Large forms. You see the first one from behind. You see skin, shirtless back, bracers, and then this sort of like mane of wild hair kind of going from the back. And your eyes go from that figure to the one next to it. and you see a bull-like face with massive horns that emerge as there are two minotaurs.
I love
that
them.
That sit there.
Oh, minotaur boys.
As they hear your approach, the one that can kind of make line of sight of from with you gets up. Welcome to Firepot's Forge. What you want?
How tall are they when they stand up?
Great question.
That's a
large creatures.
I'm very small.
Large creatures are usually between 8 and 12 feet, but they could be slightly bigger, slightly smaller.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Like,
you sure?
With the fur and everything, like, nice 11 feet.
I think
two and a half of me.
I would like a piggyback, please.
We can add to the Hideaki crush pile now.
I was going to say,
dear right God, y'all are thirsty.
I'm just kidding.
Sebastian.
We get to know him a little bit first. He's right there. No. I think Hideaki will, if there's a pause, like, perhaps could we speak to Firepot Ubanen?
Alchemist busy. What you want to buy? This is like the second one that kind of is standing up with like, oh.
Art will speak up. Sulfur?
Sulfur.
A special kind that burns when magical heat is applied.
I will say, just to clarify, when you did the deep research on this alchemical ingredient, it didn't smell like sulfur. This ingredient, the one that the specific alchemical reagent is not sulfuric.
Gotcha. Understood. Then he would take out the sulfur part and explain that it was something like whatever he had been told.
You want something that burns fire?
Magical fire, if possible.
Lets out this deep, like rumbly, like breath, and goes and starts stomping, clomping over to one of the piles of crates. You do see some like racks of like weapons displayed out there. There are like wares, you know, on display. And kind of calls over his shoulder to his friend. Is it this one? And the friend's like, I don't know. And goes up and goes over, and they start like rummaging over there. Are you doing anything? As I'll say, like, here, do like they're both over here right now.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, you want to go first? You can.
I'm gonna fall back on this so much because it's just so good. Ark will gather around. And very subtly, probably more subtle than y'all have seen him before, he like skips some hand signs and doesn't mouth the words. And we'll cast Invisibility Sphere. Making all of us invisible within a 10-foot radius. And then he'll just like at that point, like while they're looking, he's gonna let them know like we're all invisible. You can step 10 feet out, you won't be invisible. If you want to talk to them, please don't step 10 feet back in. Once you're uninvisible, you can't become invisible. And
as you're like middle of this piece of explanation, one turns around and goes, I've got this here. It's magical. Where'd they go?
And then Arkel very quietly whispered like, we should probably go in or attack.
Yeah, Hideaki just literally like points towards the right.
Does it go with us? Is it centered on you or is it centered on the point?
Yeah, that's how it worked in the.
It's centered on me.
What's his face? Yeah.
Okay.
So as long as everyone stays within 10 feet of me, a 10-foot radius within me.
Yep.
It's like he's like pass without a trace, but you're invisible, you know?
Yeah.
Pass without a trace, but useful. Tal nods.
L-O-L.
Inside.
Yeah, points inside. Towards the inside of the cave and away from the minotaurs.
I think they're still here. Look for them. Tiny, get out here. And
oh, no. No, that's Tiny. No,
pernicious.
They start stepping forward and kind of like fanning out.
No.
When at this point, you actually see out of two of the ramshackle tents, two more minotaurs come stomping forward. So one emerges here, one emerges here as they begin fanning out. This is going to be a little hard to like move you all as a group. I'm assuming a 10-foot, let's kind of like group you up here. Arc in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Something like that, let's say.
Now, reminder for Star, if we cast a spell from inside this, we become visible, correct?
If it is an attack, if it is hostile in any way. So like if you're targeting other creatures, trying to make them fall asleep. Now, if you're making a sound, no. But if it's hostile, yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
So they're beginning to fan out.
I'm so mad. What? I'm pretty sure I deleted something that would have been perfect for now.
Oh no.
Deleted something.
I deleted it without learning it as a spell scroll.
Oh no.
I remember because I had it titled Kill Aroma, and I think it's Negate Aroma.
Kill Aroma. Get it.
Oh, it is Negate Aroma.
And I think I still have that scroll, but I haven't learned it. But it's not in my spellbook or my items. So.
I will ask, just for my ease, because like y'all are moving as a group.
Right.
You tell me if you would prefer initiative, but it's just awkward. So.
I don't think so. Like,
all right, you let me know whenever it comes up.
Yeah, if we need to. Yeah, we'll blow it up. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Are you kind of beginning to like walk forward through this
maze?
Would you say maze?
Yeah, that's
I mean,
right,
it's not
there.
A labyrinth, so you know.
You know, whatever. Yeah.
That chuffed me.
That was quite amazing.
Thank you, thank you. It's so amazing. All right.
I cast fireball. Oh no. Learning nothing.
So what are you doing? Moving forward as a group?
Yeah, totally.
Trying to walk through these people?
Can I?
Yeah.
Can I cast that spell? If I don't have it. I want to spin the scroll. Never mind, actually.
Yeah.
My bad.
Player, keep your inventory, I guess.
Right.
Would like to... I want to... Tal wants to start moving forward. However...
Totally. Same here.
In order to assist in potentially not being seen or discovered, Tal is going to... within 30 feet, huh? Great. Once they move forward a little bit more... Tal wants to use their mage hand, make it as invisible as they're legally allowed to, and shift something on the far cabin area to try to sound like maybe, you know, a sneaky little something is trying to do some stuff over there.
Okay.
When we get within
Waffles,
30 feet of it.
This is hostile actions would end the spell of anybody within the sphere?
Yep. The spell ends after the hostile action is completed.
Is it you or everybody in the spell?
Anyone in the spell that makes a hostile action. It says, if any creature made invisible by the spell uses a hostile action, blah, 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 blah.
Okay. So, and I do say, while exploring, it's easy to move together slowly and remain invisible. This is untenable in a battle, however. Once an encounter begins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so Mage Hand is not hostile.
I'm not targeting any of face, but... Yeah, I'm not targeting any of these living creatures. I'm trying to find a pile of cans to knock over.
Make me
I'm a trash panda, which is bouncing around in some tin cans.
Right? Is that it, Waffles? Thievery?
That is it.
I never use it.
That's it.
Okay.
I never use it either.
So yeah. Everybody's movements, like, I mean, action of movement is going to be moving together here, so we're not in initiative. Okay. I will let everybody do one thing as you begin to move, and I need a direction in which you are moving as a group. Just that way? Agreed?
I guess, like, this-ish, I mean, and then this way?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Like,
we're going to go, like, kind of turn by turn, because the minotaurs will also move, so...
Yeah.
For what it matters, we are moving towards the door while avoiding minotaurs.
For sure.
Yes.
Yes.
And I know what my action is going to be whenever you're ready.
So I will maneuver you all this way as you begin to move. Quietly.
Such a cartoon.
The thing is, there is a like fire pit in front of you right now. So there's currently, as things stand, very little room for the whole group to move around here. It's
not great.
What was the thievery?
22.
Easily enough, you kind of like go towards some of the bottles and like honestly like weapons rack, and you like knock one of the spears over to knock into like some of the other stuff simply easily from behind. This minotaur whips around and is going to start, and they're kind of funny because they're like charging forward, but they have their hands and they're sweeping. Now they have also at this point unsheathed their glaives, their great axes. And are like using it to like sweep in front of them to like see what's going on. Like, and it, like sometimes it's a hand, sometimes they're just like moving their horns, and sometimes they swing with the axe in front of them. So this one immediately turns, and I will say this one turns around and takes like a step over here on as well.
You keep saying this one, but I think you're
on the team. I'm so sorry. Yes. No, they're all the tokens are.
I see that. I just for the audio highlighting any of them.
Oh, I'm so sorry. They're all identical tokens. So yeah. I don't.
Yeah, they're three to our north and one right to our east.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's so call yellow dot tiny.
Yeah, I was gonna say yellow.
There you go. Smart.
You can put color dots.
Just color. We need yellow.
Yellow.
Pink dot is. Oh going my god! To be...
I love him already.
Pink. It's gonna
pink
be
pink. Dot is going to be.
Hey girl, how many minutes are?
I cry.
James.
I like mine better.
That's going to be fine for me.
I mean, why is the pink dot deployed?
Blue dot is going to be Dan. And
also fine for me for different reasons. Totally normal and not someone I'm related to.
Human names that I have to think of on the spot.
2 out of 3 have been people in my actual life. It's fine.
And orange dot is going to be...
Yep, I'm single, so good luck.
This is Michelangelo. This is Raphael. Cooper. This is
Izzy. It's going to be Izzy. Okay, cool. I'll use my own.
Now, I do have a question.
Yeah.
Star brought up a great point. Why is the pink one not named Floyd? And why is the blue one not named Man Group?
Touche.
Just gotta ask.
I'm just gonna add some yellow one here. Hold on.
Oh, look, everyone has more hit points. What happened?
Dabba dee dabba die.
Dabba dee dabba die. I thought that's where you were going the first
time. I took some psychic damage, but moving on.
Welcome to my life.
So Tiny, the only one I named, moves up into the corner. James is also moved back up.
Can we just call them colors? Because I'm not gonna remember which one is which now.
Which one was James?
Yellow and pink are distracted in the top corner, the northern corner. This is chaos. This is what you get. Name random
NPCs.
That's
what you get. Yeah.
And the blue man group, this is in my head now, is ignores the noise and is continuing to sweep like in front of the entrance to this like cliff cave. And then the orange Minotaur is going to kind of step probably in your direction, very like as he exits this hut and like steps forward and is just sniffing around.
As Tal casts their mage hand, and this other Minotaur starts coming at us, I'm going to use the animal staff to cast summon animal.
Okay.
And I'm going to summon a red fox inside this hut, the bottom hut, and just have it make as much noise as possible.
Oh my god,
you
have
do
it
need line
scream.
Of sight. So the, I will say you kind of put it into the corner, like it's really easy. Somewhere that I can see corner and it jumps right in there.
Yeah, and that way make as much noise as possible to try and draw both. And then there's also movement that might draw them as well.
So this orange Minotaur comes right close to you, Hideaki. And you see it like grabbing its great axe and like going to do this, whips around at the noise of something clattering in its hut, and it kind of turns back around. Hideaki, what are you doing?
As like he realized he was holding his breath and didn't realize it at the time, he will point right next to the where the boxes are, next to the shack up in the north. And he's gonna cast ghost sound, and it sounds like four Hideakis. Like, oh no, actually we're over here. No, we're super still interested in what you have to say. Like, we're actually really big fans of Minotaurs, as a matter of fact. It just goes like on and on and on. And
ghost sound cannot be complicated speech, I believe. Ghost sound is going to be just a noise.
It's just Duval introducing himself. Hey!
Simple. Duval! Yep, the zip works. Hey! but it's really loud. So, just me.
Auditory lesion, simple sounds, maximum volume of four normal human sounding. Absolutely. So, so do you like boom it out loud?
Yeah, totally. Over
can't
over
create
there.
Intelligible words or other intricate sounds, so it's going to be like whatever.
It's perfect. Yeah.
Can Ark see him casting this?
You're focused on moving as a group right now.
Interesting.
So you do that, and the sound emanates from kind of the northern corner. So at this point, the two that were already like investigating that corner totally are like looking around. The one that was kind of the blue that was about to like step forward to the entrance does stop and kind of look backwards. And orange at this point freezes and begins to look back and forth between these two areas of sound.
And I'll tell you, Waffles, you've seen him cast it before.
Yeah.
All right.
I need at this point in time, since everybody has done something, I'm gonna say you cast it this time, Ark, right?
Yeah.
What direction are you currently headed in next?
Up and around the fire?
Yeah. The orange Minotaur is really close to us. Yeah. We might want to create some, because I'm assuming the fire is going.
Or we could back off into the water.
It's like a light fire. It's
very subtle water.
You don't want to step into it.
Ark would, for the sake of roleplay, I'm in character here, but Ark would tap his nose. Just to all the others.
Because you can't really talk right now.
Tal's just shrugging and mouthing, what?
I think he's just... Yeah.
He points at the Minotaur, taps his nose one more time.
I'm doing a lot of hand gestures, and I realize that's really good for audio.
Audio listeners. The podcast are like, we understand you.
Yeah.
We're reading.
Okay.
That's
not a direction.
It's not a direction. Hold it.
Hoda.
Hoda.
Let's get moving. No, kidding.
You move first. You move. You get out of our way.
You get out. You leave. When I move, you move.
You go home.
Thank you. Thank you, Star.
You're welcome.
I'm like thinking about getting rid of all my spells here. Sheesh.
Oh boy. Sheesh.
I can't believe you did this. This is not, for the record, how I expected this to go at all. They were doing their job.
Did you expect us to smack them? I don't want to smack them.
He was like, "What do you want? You want some stuff? I got stuff to tell you."
We wanted to talk to the owner of the establishment.
They
seemed
very sketchy, honestly. They were holding the owner hostage, I think.
Yeah, the fiery pot, totally.
Anyway, Ark has to stay invisible, but not everyone does. But he's going to start making Ark's making slow, stealthy steps, hoping everyone can follow him. He's going to go up and around.
Cool, totally. That's exactly.
Actually, sorry.
Oh my god.
In this moment move. Though, yeah, like you don't have this time. So
you're right.
What are you doing?
Up and around, up and around.
Yeah,
up and
we're
around.
Gonna, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm gonna like
commit.
Morph you all slowly.
Committed.
Like
gotta
commit. This is me morphing the little cube around.
This is not Animorphs. Sheesh.
No, that was
boo 2 weeks ago. Downvote, repost.
So like this is kind of an awkward little triangle. I know that basically Nim is on top of you.
Yeah.
So we're kind of just like scooting around here. Now this is interesting because you all have to be basically within 5 feet of Ark. So how do you? This is like a puzzle. So I'm not.
10 feet.
Yeah.
10 feet.
Love a puzzle.
Okay. So I'm just going to like. So you have space to sort of do this.
That's why it's so easy to move around when you're not in combat because it is 10 feet.
Right.
Yeah. So we bring you all. I love how Nim is just on Ark now. Nim jumps over to Ark.
Ark
yourself.
Forward. Just swish.
Okay. It is here at this point. So this one here.
Oh,
all of you, please make me a stealth check. How did I think of this earlier?
Oh, hey, I'm actually good at this.
Do we have a bonus because we're invisible?
The DC should be higher or lower, or like their roll should be lower. That's up to the GM. It doesn't affect our check, though.
I will impact the DC.
Natural crit, 32.
Let's go.
Jesus.
Nice.
Oh boy, that's an 18.
Okay.
22.
Okay.
18.
What was it?
It's a hero point is what it is, actually.
Yeah, right, you got one. Use it. Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah, use an 8.
Oh, boy.
It's an 8?
Oh, boy.
Yes, I was also considering casting a spell, but this might be why I cast a spell. So
totally. Here we go.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So let's do it this way a little bit. As you pass by this Minotaur, it is this unfortunate moment that they kind of take this step back and the back end of the axe, like the wooden handle, like just like crunches into your shoulder and you're like, and you let out this like breath as all of you. So now all of you, what are you doing in this moment? As this begins to turn, like feeling this resistance and whips around in your direction.
Ark is going to, knowing that we're found, Ark is going to begin to make the move to back up so he stays invisible while they don't.
And as
back
that happens,
fire?
I jump out of the sphere and I just say, congratulations, you found us. As a matter of fact, we're actually here. We're as part of a brand new worldwide, brand new, it's in beta though, worldwide experience of hiding in plain sight. Congratulations, you win. I'm so, all four of you, you all are really something else. I'm just so impressed.
Wait, Waffles, what did you say Ark was doing? He's stepping back where?
I mean, as far as you'll let me go and still be stealthy, he basically wanted to, like, he's doing it slowly, again. so everyone has a little time to react to it. But he wants to reveal whoever wants to be revealed, and whoever wants to follow him can follow him.
Yeah, this is okay. Here's the reality. In this moment, you failed the stealth check. This thing whips around.
With my natural sense.
I will let it, hold on. The equivalent here is that initiative, so to speak, would start. That is to an extent the limit of this spell. But I want to respect the natural 20. So I will allow, before this spell ends, for you to get yourself in a direction that you want to go in for yourself, and it cannot help anybody else.
Just for myself, and it can't help anyone else.
Yeah. Like, where do you want to go? Where do you want to put your character right now? You basically get an extra movement to place yourself wherever you want to be on the map.
Sheesh. That's rough.
Rough, rough, rough.
Ark would just be close to the pink one. And within the pink and blue one. So, like, right here, if possible.
Okay, yeah. I mean, technically, everybody's still within that bubble. And as this kind of happens and contact is made, we'll say the bubble goes away and Hideaki jumps out to kind of like the center of this space and does that. Is all of that.
That's hilarious. I'm so glad you said that way.
but... I will let that be a roll. What I just want to give, like, because this is where I wish, like, initiative is funky. So we'll get an initiative in a hot second. Yeah. But
sure.
Erfe, Tal, what are you doing?
So.
Sorry. That reaction is great.
I'm just, my brain is thinking to make sure this works. Yeah. So since Ark is stepping back, I don't want to burst stepping away. I don't want to break. I don't want to break his invisibility.
You don't break.
So
mine.
I want to. Well, yeah, from what I'm going to do, I would.
So
I want to take a step back so that I also appear. Mm-hmm. Which one were you yelling at, Hideaki?
Combination of pink and blue.
I want to target pink with command and say celebrate.
Oh, goodness.
Except for try and do it like, celebrate! You won!
My God, I love you so much!
Oh my God!
I'm dying!
I need you to make a will saving throw. DC 22.
I'm sweating so much right now.
I'm sweating as hell. What was the DC?
22.
Wow.
So.
Thank you, Kitty Crafto.
A 12 would be like a critical fail.
That'd be a critical failure.
Mm-hmm.
Can't anything special happen on critical failures?
Good question.
So instead of using one of its actions to fulfill my command, it must use all three.
Yes. Yes.
So, okay. Instead of just being like, yay, he just has to go for it.
Person just Fortnite celebrated for 6 seconds straight.
He does.
Yes.
Okay. So he. This is so good. Hideaki says all of this, and you know what? Just so I can have a combination with this, can you roll me diplomacy, Hideaki, sure. For your like?
Oh, Hideaki. Okay.
Yeah.
It's my best.
Like, this is for everybody else that's not commanded. I'm like, celebrate! You win.
He must spend three actions to hit the gritty. You are absolutely correct.
Exactly. Not amazing. A dirty 20.
It's not terrible.
Dirty 20. It
could have been 19 other numbers lower.
Wait. Oh no. We've done this before.
What?
Shit.
Mm. Does his diplomacy get extra because I'm assisting with a spell?
That's a good question.
Wait. Hold on. What is the number that you rolled? Sorry.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Okay. Just because the only reason I'm harping on this is because we did it wrong previously. Not the whole linguistic mental trait. That's fine. You shout a command that's hard to ignore. You can command the target to approach you, run away, release what it's holding, drop prone, or stand in place.
So we've had the discussion before that I just have to give a command. These were examples.
Okay, is that, if that's the rule that we made last time, I will abide by that.
Yeah, that's the one we've had before. Yeah, it's like, I can't do anything complex. But yeah. We had the discussion that it wasn't those specific ones. I just had to do a command of that
guide
complexity.
Okay.
Instead of actual rules.
Okay. And what we'll say is, like, we'll use this as a rule of thumb of, like, the simplicity of what they will be, the sort of the impact of what they're doing. So, like, you say celebrate, and that could be the equivalent of stand in place and not do anything. I will flavor it better than that. Yeah, but, like, we will use that as the constraints of, like, the impact. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And then for mine,
I don't want to not have it be that.
Oh, no, that's totally fine. And then with mine, it's simply the only difference between a failure and a critical failure is how long they have to do it. Cool. So a failure is one action. A critical failure is all three.
All three. So, Hideaki, you're doing this. I will ask Talit, do you want me to resolve this before you do anything? Let's say yes.
I'm gonna do what I was gonna do, and because in my head, all of this,
Let's go.
I'm assuming all of this is kind of happening at the same time as it does, which means that Tal, the one who got smacked, is like, oh God, I need to get away from these people, my friends, so that they don't get found. So what do? You burn a third level spell. I'm going to cast a spell. That I've never cast before, called Time Jump.
Yeah.
So,
go on.
I shall. For Time Jump, I leap forward a few seconds in time, appearing across the battlefield in the blink of an eye. I gain two actions, each of which must be used to leap, stand, step, or stride. While I take these actions, time pauses. All other creatures are completely unaware of my actions, can't speak, and can't use any actions that would be triggered by my movement.
That is a sexy spell. I love it.
Like, isn't it great? Damn.
Yeah.
Once
you look
the
at the fates
complete,
of time, and you pick a point a little bit later in your timeline, and you go there. Where are you going?
Thanks. So I'm going to use both of my... both of these actions to just run towards the cave.
Where are you going?
I gotta remember how fast I can move. I think it's 25. So we're just gonna go.
Yeah most of us are 25.
We're gonna go 50 feet straight towards the cave. I don't know which. Are there two? Is there a north and a south-ish looking thing? I'm going to run straight ahead 25 feet. Yes, I'm going to run towards the cave 25 feet and see if there is...
This song is wild. I'm, like, losing it over here.
In a too much way, or is it okay?
It's like... No, it's okay. It's just like, whoa. It's just like, whoa.
What's happening? All right.
Neurodivergent noises.
All right, sorry. You're going.
So I move forward. I used one of the actions to move forward 25 feet to see if I can get a better vantage point of way into this cave.
There is a door to the north and a door to the south.
Okay, excellent. Then I will use my remaining 25 feet to go. Oh, God. For everyone on the podcast, I'm measuring so hard right now.
She's doing her best, everyone.
I'm doing so much.
Okay. You can't cut that corner.
Okay, then I'm going to go north. I'm going to go north 25 feet. And...
You can't cut that corner, can you?
This one?
Yeah, so it's...
Yeah, there it is, right there.
See, I interpreted this as like dirt because it's a different color.
No, sorry.
Than the
it's
other
cliff.
Thing.
It is cliffside.
That's what they call cliffhanger.
Thank you, Duval. I need to take a moment to say thank you for tapping into Between the Lions, a fantastic children's edutainment show from a thousand years ago.
I have to ask, are you bringing us to Cliff Notes?
God damn it.
Stop it. All right. You just place yourself wherever you end up, and I will continue with what happens when time resumes.
Yes, indeed. So, as an aside, according to my being able to move, I can go and duck in the behind this north cliff.
Okay. According to my calculations, I can move.
I can move. Once the actions are complete, time starts again. To onlookers, I seem to have suddenly teleported across the distance I traveled.
Great. Why don't you just throw in a stealth check for me here? So that I just for oh, we have that number around. The rest of you, you blink, and as the invisibility sphere dissolves around you, Tal is nowhere to be seen in the immediate. What'd you roll?
Got that hero point, though?
Yeah, I'm gonna use more hero point.
Y'all.
I know, but it's bad. I'm not stealthy, everyone. These
you would think so.
You would know it's okay. Not meant to be hidden. It's meant to be
dexterous.
Audience, I need a moment. Everybody shush. I need a moment with the audience.
Okay.
I just want this to be very clear in this moment. They're doing this, not me. They did this. They made these decisions. It's not my fault. Okay, continue.
That's very foreboding.
She says 30 minutes before a TPK.
That's what happens when you attack four Minotaur workers that were never supposed to attack you.
Right. Shit.
We didn't attack nobody yet.
I mean, true.
To everybody that understands, they understand.
It's okay, we'll win.
Yeah, it's big ol' 16.
Free XP.
Excellent. Yes, because we track XP like this. So, I also love how you were like, we are going to, as students, honor the Magambia and fight.
Listen,
we're not fighting, I'm running away. We're lying first.
To be honest, initiative running is not away. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, what fighting have we done yet? There's no fighting yet.
You are correct.
We're celebrating.
I am so sorry.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to talk to the audience. I know he's a GM badass and stuff.
Audience.
So you, Tal, disappear as far as probably definitely Ark, definitely Erefe, definitely Overnoza are concerned, as well as the northern trio of Minotaurs.
Can I ask a question for my character? Sorry.
Yes.
Did we see them casting a spell?
It's only verbal.
In this,
you would have heard a whisper.
Okay.
Maybe, probably. Like a whisper of a spell, but like there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah. It just matters for Ark. So.
Got it. So you start. Congratulations! And Erefe follows you up with a celebrate! And this Minotaur, pink Minotaur.
Hey, go ahead, Minotaur.
Drops its weapon, raises its hands, and goes, hey! Oh, let's go! Like, I don't even know what he's doing, but he just starts like,
yes!
Yeah, like he's. You can tell they're confused, but they're honoring the command. It'll have the effect of basically dropping their weapons and everything, anything that they're holding, and they're like, oh! And the rest of the Minotaurs look at them. Look at each other confused, and you rolled like a 20, a dirty 20, Hideaki, right? So
correct.
They're just like, and what this will effectively do is no one is going to be taking violent, sudden actions against you all. Great. As the other three are confused, and one is celebrating for now. Who has not gone this turn? Ark?
I think technically
Ark.
You
gave me an extra move
just
for my...
back.
Natural 20 stealth.
Go for it from now. In this moment.
From here.
From now.
Goodness gracious.
We gotta move forward.
Yeah. We gotta go.
We gotta move somewhere.
That's not great.
I have an idea.
Just pause time and come and teleport. Just pause time and walk over here. What's, you know.
Yeah, you're R2.
Am I visible at this point?
Yeah, everybody's
okay,
visible.
Just making sure. Like, I've already turned visible. I won't be visible, like, at the end of this turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Little timey-wimey, but...
Yeah, understood. Yeah. Ark will enter Arcane Cascade and pull his book up as a shield. And just start reading it. He's gonna recall knowledge on Minotaurs.
Ooh.
Nice.
Okay. Now entering Arcane Cascade, that is like magical infused into your staff, is that correct?
No, that's not my spell strike. That's just me becoming infused with magic, like Ark himself.
It's just you surging with electricity and
power. Celebrating. It's like, definitely celebrating.
I'm like
Super Saiyaning, kind of like very lightly Super Saiyaning. It just got like two
very
sparks.
Non-threateningly.
Yeah, it's just like
super chill.
You used your
chill,
most recent
like.
Action though to cast a spell or make a spell strike, and then you divert a portion of the spell's magical power to keep it cycling through your body. So you cast shield.
Hold on. You're saying Arcane Cascade makes me make a spell strike?
No, you used your most... The requirement is that you used your most recent action this turn to cast a spell or make a spell strike. Then you divert some of that
You have
magical
had to
power.
Cast a spell
oh, so you
already.
My most recent action was to cast a spell. Understood.
So gotcha. Did you cast a shield spell or did you just raise a shield?
I'm not going to cast a shield spell, honestly. Okay, so Ark will instead cast True Strike, which is one action. His eyes will kind of light up in these runic colors, and he will use that to enter Arcane Cascade, which is a second action, and the third action he'll raise his book.
As an aside, my spell was only one action, and I would have used another one to move and just tuck myself way up in that northern corner, not
opening
the door.
So here's the thing,
we're doing timing.
We have not rolled initiative, so I asked at what right. one thing everybody is doing. Yeah, and that's it.
Never
gets
mind.
Funky. So Waffles, for you as well, there's a lot of actions here. So what is one thing you're doing? You're casting a spell and entering Arcane Cascade. Like, I'll allow that by all means.
He'll cast True Strike and enter Arcane Cascade.
Okay, cool. And I know this sucks. I just also don't want to stop right now and enter initiative.
Yeah,
so we're just gonna.
I'm having a blast.
Okay.
Can I go next? So
hold on. No,
yeah,
because
yeah.
it's now the Minotaurs.
Okay.
So the one that like dropped its great axe and everything is like they don't know that they've been charmed or anything like that, right? Afterwards?
Not that I'm aware of. It doesn't specifically specify.
I will say this is always GM's call.
Right.
If some GMs say they know that they know a spell was cast on them because it wasn't like concealed or like it's magic is known, or they don't know. It's all GM call.
Yeah. It has a mental trait, a manipulate trait. Like, so what, listen, because you paired it with Hideaki's like piece and these Minotaurs flying, spoiler, aren't the smartest.
Yeah.
So they're just, he's a little confused, but he's like, I guess he's going to move forward. So he's right now not aware. However, this little human looking, kind of some weird glowy lines next to him, seems to be behaving slightly aggressively, casting some magic. And he looks a little perturbed by that, and he's like, what's your deal here? What's going on? This is, don't want whatever you're selling. We're selling things here. So
his process is kind of catching up to Hideaki, and he goes, just celebrating.
Yeah, we all celebrate in different ways in different cultures. Certainly that's just their way, just like your way was what that was.
Are you buying or not? What's going on?
Well, so now I have his accent. What the hell? bringing it back in. So, now that you've sort of figured it out, we're going to play this little game with your proprietor. But it's our little secret. It's just a fun thing.
He's not in right. He's not.
So he's not in right now.
You said really? He was busy. Not.
Yeah, he's busy. That's what it was. But he's not busy. In. No, he's busy. That's what I said before. That's what I said now. He's busy.
Can I decipher if he's lying to
you? Yeah,
us?
I want
to
make an insight or perception.
Yes, please, perception.
And while this is going on, Ark wants to get, and I'll do it after them too. But Ark wants to get into like a very logical alchemical discussion with them. about like so, about how he doesn't trust them to know, like, well, is the analysis of this sulfur, like, is the catalyst correct, does it blah 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 blah.
So I rolled a one, so I used a hero point.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, no, use them all up.
So then, well, I have two, so I'm good. I'll keep one. And then that is a 29.
Okay.
26 yeah. For me.
Both of you, like, he's very, like, he didn't remember what he said originally, and then he jumped on whatever you said he said, and he's like, yeah, that's the one, and you also saw him, you, Arafe, with your higher roll, saw him glance inwards towards the, like, cave. So you have a feeling it's probably there. Instructions to not be bothered or something. Like, you don't know that, but, like, he's lying.
Instructions that they killed him.
We are actually, in addition to this, of having this fun little game, we are looking to buy some things, but it does sound like it's very highly skilled, so we were hoping to get a little instruction from him as well, so that we can use it safely. So could we please also speak with him about the reagents that we'd like to buy?
Yes, can we trust a chemical bond for this?
They narrow their eyes as you. Tiny at this point is just like settling backwards and like not really like, is just confused. And you can tell Tiny was like, got woken up from a nap from all of this.
Amazing.
And is just a little disoriented. The yellow here. I don't know what you're talking about. Kind of pointing like a heavy hand too close to your face, Ark. But what's your name?
Which one are they pointing at?
Well, they were like, I don't know what you're talking about to Ark, but then right. They're looking at, like, I think you talked last, right. Arafe, so they'll turn to you.
My name is Arafe.
you do their accent? was that a slip? Mm-hmm. Or did I just hear wrong?
I was going to say, I don't think I did, but maybe I did. Okay, I don't know. Maybe. I'm fucking Minnesotan. I go in and out of things all the time.
My brain is in the accent, so I literally
could totally.
Okay. Oi, you wanker! I want to talk to your boss!
In this moment, the one behind you, Arafe, is just like, wait, what's that one doing over there? And kind of pointing into the, like, smaller, narrow entrance, and having caught, like, the tail of Tal in there.
Yeah, my tail literally just, like, is
just there
in
hanging.
View, and it just, like, flips out of sight real quick.
Can I act?
Unfortunately, yeah. They are very uncomfortable with big crowds. We probably shouldn't have forced them to come with us.
Yeah, can I never...
As, like... Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, sorry. I want Hideaki to go, but I also want mine resolved before anything happens, because it's very important.
Oh, because of the Minotaur stuff? Yeah. Fair enough.
What he's about to say. Go ahead, Hideaki, what do you do?
He goes, catch, and he flings a gold to each of them.
Okay.
For your time!
They grasp it, okay. And then, Arc.
I didn't get my recall knowledge on them.
Because you were doing one thing, remember?
Yeah. What?
Do you want to do that now?
I want to know if Arc would know what Minotaurs speak. Because he... Alright, this is like...
Probably
this
not.
Is meta-knowledge. He knows the language Jotun, which is giant, which is usually what Minotaurs speak. Waffles knows. if he knows that language, would he know that Minotaurs speak it? Is what I'm getting at.
You can, I mean, you don't know that they speak it, I will say. You've never met Minotaurs. You know that they look giant-ish, and there is a chance, textbook knowledge alone, that you are profiling, for lack of a better term, so you can assume.
Can I make a recall knowledge prior and just play off that? Because I don't want my meta knowledge to, like, leak in.
Yeah, go ahead.
What should I roll?
Roll a society check.
I'll use my only hero point.
Oh gosh, y'all.
To roll worse, 14.
Nice.
Oh, all right. No.
Yeah, you don't know.
Understood. Then in common, Ark will kind of back them up and say, they just don't like large creatures, and they were getting back a little.
At this point, the blue goes looking like down at orange and looking back. But yeah, but how'd they get past you see them kind of like look up and then kind of shut up. And you all look up and you see like the mouth of this cavern is obscured in like a long shadow that's cast down. And you see these like large stones high overhead on like the edge of the cliff. But somebody stopped time, so you know.
Oh, they just glance upwards. Shit.
Oh.
I guess they are meant to be there.
All right. Then I guess I get paid more than this. Holding up the gold coin to you, Hideaki.
Well, keep in mind, like, that's just it's the beginning of a new relationship. We're just starting to get to know each other.
Right.
And it's only been, like, you know, 2 minutes. One gold for 2 minutes of your time is an incredible, incredible amount of money.
I do think that it would probably be worth more than 2 minutes, maybe. You know, a break and have a snack worth.
Yeah, go for a swim.
Right. Give me another one, then.
2 minutes.
2 minutes, 2 gold.
No.
And we get an audience with Fire Padubanu.
And you get us to turn a blind eye. That's what you get. Taking a nap, I was.
All of you? And he pans to look at all three of the others.
Yep. I thought it was his turn to go on watch.
Sure. Sure.
The other one, Tiny, is just like, wait, it was your turn to go. It's like genuinely. Like,
wait a minute.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on. Fortunately, he has enough. So he fans it out.
All right. With 2 gold, they just kind of turn around and be like, I'm organizing the merchandise. Now, you all, we're going to move a little bit forward here, so they're not going to bother you. And you are able to move on inwards is kind of what you're getting, right? Like, you have to figure your own way through.
Yeah.
But
looking at the rocks, whatever the hell's happening up there.
Yeah, they pointed out a trap to us. Can Ark now, like, see what that the activating mechanism would be?
Oh, yes. Why don't you, if you're going to try to look for it as you kind of approach here, Tal, you're waiting within here, I'm assuming. You can, like, come and, like, you can be within line of sight now that you know you're kind of safe. But you do know that, like, I'm assuming you're telling Tal that same information about something with the boulders.
I mean, I assume I heard it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure they're not exactly quiet.
No, they're not. Okay,
my fox
so
has disappeared.
Yeah, no, I would,
also at
I would,
this point.
I would yes. be looking up at it too and kind of trying to get an eye.
So you can make me a stealth check to try to find the hidden mechanism not that is check. Unfortunately no, according to really? This
particular
trap.
Situation.
But we're is that not everybody? Trying to sneak past it.
If whoever's kind of trying to look at it, yeah.
I hate my life. Yeah. They pointed it out. Give me a plus 20.
Well, here's the thing. It is to spot the balanced boulders up on top is free. What is triggering
that's
other
totally
boulders.
Valid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I'll do that as well.
Clearly a tripwire.
That's a 25.
15 I got a 29.
Mm-hmm. 29?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, so Hideaki and Arafe, you're looking forward at this. It's thanks to this, like, kind of, like, paw print that has, like, slipped on the space here already, and when time did not move, you see underneath a residual towel paw print, this little, like, different material that seems to be beneath this. And you see that there seems to be a plate, a weight-sensitive plate, buried underneath the sand that will pull the boulders over the cliff, and everything will fall on top of this. So, for ease of marking the space, there is a space about that large that you have to cross without touching the floor.
What is the stat for jumping in Pathfinder?
No, you could do one of two things. You could... Yeah, I read that carefully, Maria. When you were like, I'm going for it. I'm like, okay, so nothing can react.
Yeah.
While your time is okay.
Literally time stops for like, just for just...
Dang. Yo, you got
all action.
I was like, oh, that's a choice.
Floor's lava.
And that's why I was very much like, where do you land? Because if you have landed within there, where do you stop? Yes. Now, you can do two things. Listen, with traps, you can try to disable the mechanism so you can just walk across it. You know, that'll probably be either crafting if you're an expert in crafting, or thievery if you're an expert in thievery. So you can disable these. You can try to disable it if anybody's an expert in any of those two things. Otherwise,
maybe
we're going to make some athletics checks to get across this. Athletics?
That's still worse. Yeah, I'm trained in crafting, not expert.
Why did you pick all of the stats I am untrained in for this?
Dude, for real?
Yes, me, the writer of this trap.
Yeah, I blame you completely.
We have to be expert in thievery.
Or crafting.
Or crafting.
Oh, I'm expert in crafting.
Cool.
Now.
Ark would tell everyone to get back.
Okay.
Right, worst case scenario, it is like I stepped on this and only I get hurt.
I want to, just for sake of having all of the mechanisms and mechanics in front of you, there's the two action long jump, which is you stride, and then it is going to be a DC 15 athletic check to make a long jump in the direction you're striding. And then your success is the distance is equal to the check result rounded down to the nearest 5 feet.
Which if it's DC 15, we're fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I gotta roll a nat 15.
So it's... Gotcha. Athletic zero. Okay. All right. So yeah.
I'm the Shannon Sharp meme.
All the mechanics are running, yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
After you, R2.
Ark would just tell everyone to get back.
I would like to cast Diviner's Sight on Ark, which is a focus spell.
Is that touch?
No. It's just a willing creature within 30 feet.
Nice.
Speaking of that,
No, I'm just kidding.
Ark is never willing.
Never willing. It's really funny. I was about to say.
This is good, though.
Yeah.
Could
I
be
cast
good.
Guidance on Ark if he's a willing creature.
Okay, fantastic. As a reminder, Diviner's Sight, I glimpse into the target's future. I roll a d20 when the target attempts a non-secret save throw or skill check. It can use the number I rolled again instead of rolling, and the spell ends. This is if I roll really good. I can instead reveal the results of a die that's in secret. Blah, 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 blah. Well,
it's a
okay.
Goodie spell.
Hey. Okay.
And please remind me, too, how does preparing a spell, like prepping to cast, work in Pathfinder again? Not a thing?
Like okay. Holding a spell, you mean?
Yeah.
Use two actions to hold one action is how it works in Pathfinder, meaning you have to have two action economy to hold one action, and it means you cannot hold two. Right? Yeah, you cannot hold two.
Yeah, your
actions.
Call. We've homebrewed it to where you can spend three to hold two, but that is not a real rule.
Okay, and then I'm assuming you have to cast it. And you still use the resource, right? You can't call it. You can't calm it back down.
I think that's.
Yes.
You can't turn it off once you turn it back on. You can't put the toothpaste back on.
100% spell is, if spell is held, spell is
spent. The spell slot is spent, but it doesn't have to go off. Is what I was trying to clarify.
Yeah.
Okay. Like you can let it go, but you will still use the spell slot.
Okay. Then I will not. So I'm just sitting here, they're casting divine intervention and guidance, and I'm like, Glark!
You can do it!
Celebrate!
Art rolls for the crafting check.
Celebrate, indeed.
No pressure.
Got this.
And there's zero hero points for Arc, just clarifying.
I used all my one. I don't know. Tiles got two
fine.
This episode. So,
it's true.
Yeah, it's because
because Tal pandered to the audience.
Right, because
I did.
Natural two for a 14.
So, I mean, for a 16, my bad. Instead. Here's the thing
so
instead.
17.
Actually, you rolled a 14.
Woot!
There you go.
Plus your bonuses. You rolled a 14 because I'm using my Diviner's Sight to give you my 14 that I rolled.
28 nice. Then.
There you go.
Thank God.
Nice. I thought you meant 14 total, and I was like, why would you do that? And I was like, oh, natural.
I'll make you worse, Ark.
I'll blow this up, yeah.
But that's the thing, I can do that. Well, I can't do that because it's got to be a
one creature.
What
was the total?
No.
28.
Yeah.
DC, 27.
Holy shit.
I figured.
Was that including the guidance,
let's
too?
Let's go.
A 12 would have popped. No, including the guidance, it would have been a 29.
29.
Amazing.
Wow.
With that.
That's terrifying.
You follow the lines, you follow everything, and you carefully, without jostling the boulders above, detach it from the mechanism.
I think there is a slight moment to kind of explain the Diviner's Sight where Ark is, you're like in the midst of this very, very precarious thing. And Tal like moves directly across and is like squatting down to like see as close as possible. And just points, and I think maybe you're about to move something, but points in like just to the right of it. And says, you should move that one instead. And I think if you look up, you just see that their eyes, which kind of were strange, like they were uniquely colored to begin with, are now both kind of, there's this golden light spilling, this golden sparkling light kind of spilling out of the corners of them as they're just looking, not at you, but at the spot where they're pointing.
Yeah.
Where and you, from your perspective, see an echo of a hand moving, and you just kind of know. You just you see into that little bit of future.
Yeah, and I think for the sake of scene, Ark's eyes are still partially runic at this point from the True Strike earlier, and kind of shining this like bright blue light, and like that bright blue light kind of bounces off like the gold light when he makes eye contact for a second, and then he looks back down to the hand, gives like the smallest of nods, and follows your direction.
What do I do? My hand.
I need fan art, please. I immediately need.
But
I
like
need
friendship?
It.
Friendship? Friendship?
Friendship?
I just made a rival shirt, but now I need
Question mark, question mark?
Looking at Tal, sparkling gold and glowing blue.
We shared sparkle eye moments, y'all.
Sparkle, that's the caption. No longer rivals. Not, I'm just not like, slash, like friends is strike through cry. And it says like sparkle eye.
And no, the caption is eye contact isn't always painful.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
I'm just gonna go.
I'm gonna vomit. Can we play him out?
Oh, just need a moment. Hold on.
I hit it. Let's go.
Let's
no, I
go.
Love it.
Damn
I'm
it.
Here.
It's so good.
Pandering
so
to the audience and the audience me.
Emotions aren't.
Okay. I thought emotion damage was supposed to be for me. It turns out it's everybody
I know.
Else.
Hold on. Things have changed. The table has turned.
Wait, the targeting towel was emotions?
What,
who dis?
Oh, boy.
You all cross through easily, and maybe just for your own mindset, you know, you step off the plate just for your own.
Running so much.
Breath.
So, you in front of you see heavy plated metal doors that are fitted into the sides of these cliffs. One to the north, one to the south. Where are you headed?
Is there any distinct difference between these two doors? Are there signs? Is there writing? Is there a welcome mat?
Nope.
A mailbox. Takeout boxes. Footprints.
As you enter into this space,
a knocker on the door.
There is you knew this was a forge, but as you kind of like enter within the confines, whatever little air that is escaping between these doors and these spaces feels hot inside.
Both of them.
Smells like metal and chemicals, and below it all, that little bit of sulfur. But you get that from just the air, or like that's like as you kind of enter within these this kind of more enclosed area.
Are either door like hotter than the other?
You have to touch the either
he,
one.
Yeah, he totally would like pop or have Overnose do one and then compare notes.
I think the you feel the northern one, and you do feel the northern one is a little bit hotter.
Yeah, and he'll just look and say, I think that one.
Back of the hand, do the Z. Checking for five.
Check, yeah. That's the one you want to go to?
Do we want to go to where it's hottest? Or do we want to go to where it's not so hot?
Suppose it depends on the strategy. Are we going to have a conversation, or are we going to be stealthy? Try to be stealthy.
Yes.
Why wouldn't we go to have a conversation? We don't know what they wanted or what they were doing.
Because he'll look at him and just because we almost didn't have one.
If well, we want that, to have a conversation, that's we should go to where it is hot.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it would be very conducive to us having a conversation if we're sneaking into their house.
Right. That's fair. But we also know that they're quick to temper, so it might not matter anyway.
I am prepared for that contingency.
Me Arc too. Will hold up a finger for a second and like kind of look between them, and this is probably the first time like he's came up with a lying plan. And I think for like the splittest of seconds you'll see his room glow a little bit like peep, 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 and just kind of flickers.
Which one?
The gold one.
Okay.
And he'll say, well, if we do get caught, then the Minotaurs just told us to go to the wrong door, right? They let us in.
Sure. No, and there's like a really proud smile on Hideaki's face.
Nice.
I think we should go north.
I agree.
Let's go north. The door is locked.
So, what had
Let's
happened
go south.
Was...
the door is locked. Both doors are locked.
Ark lock picks it.
All
right. I mean, he will bring his lock picks out and kind of show them to everyone. Like, huh?
After you.
Why don't we just... And Tao, like, goes up to the door and, like, holds their hand up to knock.
Yeah, to clarify the situation, right? Like, the Minotaur is, like, you know, at the very least, that based on the Minotaur's reactions, he is not accepting visitors.
Right.
Right. So you don't think that...
Oh, okay, then never mind.
Yeah.
I was in that.
Yeah, yeah. I just to give that context and to ease things up a little bit.
Take it back.
Yeah, my Waffle's plan, probably not Ark's plan, now that I know that, was, well, we'll just say that we tried to get something from the Minotaurs and they couldn't help us.
Yeah, so, escalation.
So they sent us
to... We need to talk to the manager.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Then, with them both being locked and that knowledge being known, Ark will kind of tuck his head to the dark room, or to the south door.
Fair
the
enough.
South door?
Yeah, the not hot door.
All right.
Okay. All right. You head to the south. Make me a thievery check to pick a lock.
Guidance.
I think I'm immune for an hour.
Yeah, guidance is
you are.
It's not D&D, guidance where you can just pop it off for everyone.
I forgot about it. I'm new to the spell.
I'm rolling so bad. Natural 5 for a 17.
Oh, no. Mm. Hooray.
No, it didn't quite work. Okay. Is there rules to just like trying it over and over and over again?
I assume the DC goes
like
up.
Taking 10.
I don't know how it goes in Pathfinder, to be honest, so feel free to look that up. My own GM rule is if you crit fail, you break the lock and you can't try anymore. But if you fail...
Oh, that is exactly what it is. Yes, there's a crit. I just always don't think about this yet. There's a crit success, six success, and a crit fail. Okay, what did you roll again?
17.
Okay. You're not like succeeding, but you didn't do any like damage to your. You stop before like you feel your picks break.
Yeah.
So.
Ark will wait about 5 seconds, kind of look at everyone else. He wants to take this time to see if anyone's coming out. Like if there was someone in that room, then they would have heard someone picking at the lock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing's moving. You don't. Yeah.
Then he will go again.
Go again.
24.
There you go.
24.
Hopefully.
You're like, okay. Not that angle again. And you go. And you hear it shift. And you are successful at unlocking it.
Ark will. He is in front, but he will, like, offer a hand to everyone saying, like, it's unlocked.
Let's go see a firepot.
Let's go. The door swings open. And I look for the right thing. Okay.
I tried to get on the light, the right layer.
And I will do this just for like, you're not in there yet. I just want camera for you.
Fair enough.
Camera chicken.
Sorry, camera chicken's not around right now. Rip. He had a prior engagement.
He's also he's immune to guidance as well, so he's gonna be here in a minute.
Camera chicken is actually getting married, so you know, let's all.
Oh my god, he didn't invite us.
Camera hen, pop off.
Mr. and Mrs. Camera, yeah. Great. Okay.
I now pronounce you. Sorry.
In this room, even as you open the door, the smell hits you first. The pile in the back corner looks like a pile of trash. An enormous pile of trash. And there is a stench that just pours out of this. Additionally, though, at a quick glance, and you do know that the Minotaur's hospitality, by the way, is limited here. So they said 2 minutes and you have to get out of their sight. So I'm going to bring you all in here if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. So you try to...
Yeah, we out of here.
Ark would enter first just to make sure there's, like, no traps and no, like, super sickness coming from whatever the smell is. And then immediately wave hands and tell everyone to come in.
Got it. Yeah, I'd be pretty quick behind with my ears.
With how it went in regards to the Minotaurs and how long it took to, pick the locks and everything.
I failed that first one.
You know that, like, you're going in this way. There's no going back right now. Mm-hmm. You've picked your way.
Yep.
Pick any way!
And for camera's sake, here, I like this better. You step in here, and as you kind of round the corner, you see, additionally, a open metal cage that stands opposite the trash pile. And as you set sight on that cage, first, as you step into this room and swing the door closed behind you, as the stench fills your nostrils even further, everybody make me a fortitude saving throw.
Oh, okay.
But I'm poison cursed.
I do have a slight question.
Yeah.
Would knowing that the door is closed, would we know that it's going to be pitch black in here?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
24 for my fortitude save.
22 for me.
Somehow I feel like that's not enough, even though I'm an expert. Yeah.
Natural 20 for a 30.
Nice.
Dang.
Let's go. A 21 for me.
21. It fills all of your nostrils. And you... It is ripe. And you're like, oh, that's not pleasant. Roll for over nosa too.
Oh, sure. No problem, bud.
Eidolon Pog.
Way better.
Roll for Nim.
Sure. Let's roll for Nim.
Nim has, believe it or not, everybody, Nim does have stats.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Does exist. Just a couple. Actually.
Over nose is like, whatever. 31.
I've smelled sulfur in the depths of hell.
24 is
what right.
All of you, hold your breath enough, regulate yourselves enough to not, like, immediately get sickened from this.
Oh, good.
I was scared for a minute.
I hate.
I was like, oh, no.
I only want to use that against my enemies. I am not interested.
But as you step in here and you set sight on this cage, your eyes get distracted by a movement to your right.
Okay.
From the trash pile, there is this, like, glint as whatever you just saw disappears. And that's where we're going to end tonight.
Okay. Cheers. I love that. Love that. Love that for us. Cool.